Well, hello there. How are you? This is Francesca. Hope you guys are somewhere tucked away, feeling cozy if you're in the US and everywhere else where it's colder. Here in Auckland, New Zealand, it's starting to get a bit warm. I'm definitely feeling that humidity that sort of hits you and you didn't expect it. And the funny thing is, especially in Auckland, they say it has like all the seasons in one day. So you might walk out to a wintry morning, and by, afternoon, it might be raining like ridiculously hard. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it is hot, and that humidity catches you. And I shouldn't have worn that sweater with no layers, and here you go. It just has this really interesting rhythm, but I do love it here. And today we're experiencing a very sunny day in the weekend in particular, but it's really nice to see from the view from my balcony. And if you see any of my live broadcasts, either on Periscope or Facebook, you will see exactly what my view is like if you see them often enough. I'm usually filming out there. But anyway, hope this is finding you well. There is a lot to discuss. Today, I want to take you through my rhythm of the 10-day challenge. This is episode 22, 2016 Hustle, 2017 Glow. Alrighty then, let's get started. So, what I did and I thought would be really neat is to do a 10-day challenge, 2016 Hustle, 2017 Glow. And that was pretty much all about getting you set up for 2017. What are those things that will really help you punch in the new year and kicking and running quickly without having that anxiety of like, oh no, what am I supposed to do? Which happens to a lot of us, right? And I was just doing a Facebook Live and I was really recognizing that as entrepreneurs, when we hear from experts, a lot of them say something that is can be interpreted one way. And that is, listen, don't think too much about the launch of your product. What you need to do as soon as you have it, go ahead and create it, execute it, and send it out there in the marketplace. And a lot of this has to do with people that create info products. Now, I totally get it. The reason why they're saying this is because they don't want us stuck. And I say this too, by the way. We don't want you to get stuck in that whole, well, my website is not perfect. Is that the right domain I should even be using? And then you go into this crazy rabbit hole where, you know what? I gotta wait. I'm just gonna wait to the new year until my, website is done. And then I'll go ahead and create my social media stuff. And then, right? Listen, we've all been there. I've myself am a total procrastinator because I used to proudly coin myself as a perfectionist. Trust me, as I looked into it and used that as a method of pride, it actually unraveled when I wasn't prepared. Now, how does that transition into preparing something instead of pushing something quickly to market and execute it, wildly? And of course, those crazy profits are supposed to come in. Doesn't necessarily work that way. Now, if you are in, let's just grab a month out of next year, let's say March, and you wanted to go ahead and launch a product or an offering or a coaching program, whatever it is that you think you want to put in the world. And then the whole ideology and method is, oh, it takes 3 months for me to launch. Great. Go ahead and do that. But meanwhile, you're developing systems on how this should happen, what VA support should be needed. Are you going to need a new sales page write-up? Are you going to do that? Are you going to assign that to a virtual assistant? Now, that ideology and strategy of what you are starting to face takes 7 days. Okay, so we know that every day for an entrepreneur is almost like dog years. I used to laugh when if I was sick and I couldn't execute or perform for a client, it could mean that I don't have, reciprocity and sustainability, and I may need to, really work again just to try to create that sort of momentum with a new client if I lose this one. So all of these things here, if you're not placed in the future in terms of planning, it's going to affect you. one of the biggest takeaways in particular, what I'm actually trying to get at here too, is if you, in theory, were to like wanting to call off, for the rest of the day and go meet up a friend for drinks, but you realize that you need to go ahead and get stuff out in social media for that night before you go. That could be an example. Or if you want to go ahead and spend the night at your boyfriend's house and you're about to pack up and leave, but you realize that, you know what, that sales page email that you're going to be executing should probably be done tonight because you did say that you were going to go ahead and post that sale tomorrow. Do you see what I mean? So you're kind of just like living in the moment, fly by the seat of your pants. But what's happening while you're doing that method is that you don't have the freedom or allow the time and space to breathe that idea, implement the system, and execute it in a way where you do have free time because you've planned it in advance. So the 10-day challenge, essentially, I mean, all in a nutshell, all 10 days are there for you to focus and get all of your planning done now. So when 2017 rolls around, you are set. Now, it could be even doing just one thing where it's really easy and doing this sales funnel, the sales funnel outline, where you are sculpting out each and every quarter of what you're going to be producing. That in itself, if you did that, just one takeaway, that one tip would really lighten your load, lighten the overwhelm, lighten and brighten your year. I'm not even kidding. So we talked about another podcast where I was saying that I was very much a part of a retail culture, a very luxury high-end retail company where they had planned in advance. They started in August. They looked at everything that they wanted to produce in the following year with the goal in mind that they were going to achieve 10% increases over last year. So if they looked at their last year's margins per sales day and per month, they would go ahead and multiply that by 10%. And that was a goal that they had that they wanted to achieve. So all of these little things, all of these 10 days that I have settled in for you are actually there to outline what you can do now to help freshen up, brighten, lighten your 2017. So the first day, we talked about getting in that whole mindset of what you wanted to conjure. And conjuring and desiring a business model, or, you know, conjuring a desired business model, I should say, sounds a little airy-fairy. But I will tell you that, you know, businesses do the same thing. They just don't use my wording. They might say, like, what the sales models are for 2017. What I am doing and what I am speaking to, and I mostly know that I tracked and I really go after that female audience, is that we have to be in alignment of what is true for us. So what is true for us is a lot of things that the way we move through life is through desire. And desire means a really good lifestyle, a really good business plan, and a really good business model that helps support us in what we want to achieve. So if you look at it through the lens of how do I want to conjure that desired business model, this is what day one is all about. So we go through, you know, what can you, you know, change anything, you know, in your current business situation to what would it look like in your wildest dreams and what type of monthly income would you like? And ideally, how many people do you need to hire to have that, you know, your dream virtual team? So these are some of the questions that we deal in, you know, day one. And they're all essential in sculpting something that's going to be great for the next year. It's pretty simple. And there's another sheet there that you can list all your other desired items on a particular list that will help you really define what you really want. Day two is a deeper dive in conjuring your desired business model. In day two, we go into a little bit of a mindset model. One of the first questions I ask you is, who do you really need to convince to get behind your plan? It's an interesting question to ask yourself because at first, to be honest, I was thinking, oh, okay, definitely my husband. He has no idea what I'm doing. And we sometimes, I think early days and even now, every once in a while, he'll get to questioning like, well, I'm not sure what you do, so I'm going to like critique it from what my perspective is. And by the way, my husband has an operations management background. So he'll look at or listen to my day. And because it's a very male attribute to try to solve when the female partner is, going into a flux of or flailing into something or not necessarily flailing, but you know, when you're troubled with something, my particular dear husband will go ahead and give me a list of actionables that I should do. And so I went off when I first saw this question, and this was brought to me by one of my mentors, and I laundry listed, well, you know who I need to get help me get on board. And I literally laundry listed everything that I think Callum should go ahead and fix. Exactly, right? Like the obvious, as plain on your nose to your face, the obvious their thinking is, it's actually me. Who do I need to get behind my plan is me. I need to do it. And I need to face all of the excuses of what is stopping me to do it. So I will tell you, when I really looked at that, there was a lot of anger that I had behind it. Like that I thought that the question was now arrogant. Like, wait a minute. I have real issues here that prevent me from having my desired conjured business model. And sometimes it's my husband, or sometimes it's my family, or sometimes it's, and then you go on this huge laundry list of all of these excuses why you're not able to perform at your best, you know, ideal circumstance. And the truth is that you have to get behind you. And once you start looking at it and going, all right, well, how can I actively make room or have space where people in my family or, you know, judgment that it's around my business, how do I eliminate that? How do I get people not to bother me in the home that I'm working at and just act like I'm, you know, hanging out? Like, how do I set those boundaries? All of that starts to unfold, and then you can really start hitting deeper of what you need to do, how you need to set yourself up for success in your environment. So day two has a lot of these type of questions in there. Actually, I say a lot, but it's really just two. I thought that this had a lot of work around this one question. And then the second question is really help you visualize what it would feel like if you were to check out your PayPal account and there's these huge influxes of, you know, the balance, a dollar amount, or, you know, different types of sales that are flooding in. How do you manage it? How does that make you feel? So now we're starting to transition into those feelings of success. How do they feel like? What type of feeling? And I almost include or align invincibility to a successful business model, because when I feel invincible in my business, I want to do something bigger or greater or empower people in my team, or even better yet, empower people that don't know exactly how I'm doing it, but bring them on board as interns, as co-creator partners, as people that actually want to do my coaching program. Like, there's different ways where I want to actually bring people in and show them behind the curtain on how to do that, because I feel really invincible when the sales model and my sales model is doing really well. In day three, we start to expand into what that desired business model actually looks like. So if we could create the framework of how that desired business model is going to be laid out, how does it look? So what type of specific offerings will you be offering in 2017? And I will tell you, about every 2 years, I literally take everything down and that I'm doing and readjust everything out. No, don't like doing that bit, so I'm not going to be offering that service anymore. But what I do like is this bit. And this bit really helps me achieve A, B, and C. So then I start thinking about, well, you know what I've always wanted to also do? And then I play with that idea. And what happens is the conception of the idea needs some legs. And for that to be achievable, it needs to be planned out. And just like a new product, it really needs to have a good sense of strategy behind it. And then you roll out that business model month to month with tiny tasks at each time. Sometimes the bigger projects will, you know, they'll evolve over a greater or longer time. And I'm perfectly fine with that because I know that that model is going to bring me happiness in some form, whether it's a successful model and it really helps other people out, or it, you know, quite frankly, it's a great monetization of what I can offer. So I love those two things together. I love being in a place of service, and I also like getting paid for that. So I usually look at, you know, when I'm looking at the entire revenue streams of every single thing I put out there, what is it that I want to do that's new, and what can I get rid of? And, you know, that's what day three is all about. We really go into that. Now, day four is one of my favorite challenges, and it has everything to do about setting up and getting community around you, how you can align yourself with other like-minded people that can help you with pretty much anything. It is all about getting a meetup or creating a meetup or participating in meetups. It is all about meetups in day four. Personally, I decided to create a meetup group that's called Women Who Amp, and it's in Auckland, New Zealand. And what we do is we tackle two things. And the first one is, how can we achieve business confidence for women? And the second is, how can we continue an educational stream to just put in front of women to actually absorb and see, like, hey, tech isn't that hard after all, especially if you have a glass of wine. So, you know, that second piece, digital literacy, is so big. And even for myself, when I'm having to do something that's technically a little daunting in the beginning, and by the way, it still happens to me, I am stubborn in saying that I'm not a tech person. I'm a daughter of an engineer. And everything, if you breathe through it, just like wine, if you breathe through it, you can figure it out. It's about not bashing your head in and not insulting yourself while you're learning. You need to be kind to yourself. You need to take a moment. You need to also probably watch a few YouTube videos and just essentially be friends with technology. If you do that, you can achieve it. So day four is all about how Meetup works, what I did when I actually started to run one. There's even an article there about me, and I was actually featured in a New Zealand business magazine on my methodology of meetups and how they're great to just really surround yourself, especially if you're an entrepreneur alone like me. All my team is overseas, and it's just me in the morning. Now, day five is one of my favorites. Annika Stahlberg is actually doing day five for her, and she's the system savior. You can go to systemsavior.com to find out a little bit more about her. She's absolutely amazing. She is all about systems, and her particular challenge is to clear out that inbox, that rabbit hole that you seem to find yourself in. And for me, sometimes, I mean, it's very true. She says that the average entrepreneur will start her intentions with, you know, I got to get A, B, and C done, but instead find themselves in the rabbit hole of that email box, and you might check in at 9 and leave your inbox at noon. That's horrible. So she gives us some tips and tricks on how to do that, and she includes actually a one sheet on what, you know, a number of things that we can do to just lighten that load up. So day five is awesome. You should definitely check out day five. I love Annika's tips there. It was awesome to, especially to have her on my Facebook Live Hustle and Glow group, talking to people about that. day six, we cover sales funnels and how all of those ideas in the beginning of our challenge, how we actually put them in action. And what we do is we actually divide the calendar year into 4 points, basically 4 quarters, right? And in each year, and we really start to list what we want to produce. What do we want to launch? What do we want to sell in that calendar year? So what I love about day six is that I actually give you something that my company has used quite a number of years. And it really is, I feel, one of the best tools that we have. Now you're going to laugh because I'm saying tools, but it's a PDF, right? But it really lists out exactly what we need to do to achieve and actually scale the business by dividing and conquering. So you might ask yourself a couple of marketing questions in this particular PDF. You know, how different is 2017 going to look like with this new revamped successful model that you're creating now? You know, how to put this all in easy, digestible steps for you to plan, prepare, and execute this. So I really am in love with this particular day because it also has a sheet where you can have a product offering launch calendar that's simply a line sheet of paper with the month that indicates per 2 lines. So it's a really cool thing that I use. And honestly, what I like to do with this particular page is I print it off and I apply it to my wall. I have a wall here that I have all of my charts on, but this one kind of just brings me back. It brings it all back. All right. So coming this following year, the first quarter, these are the 3 things I'm going to hit in January, February, and March. And now when I'm planning my whole week at the, you know, I usually plan the following week on a Friday, I know exactly how I'm going to execute and stay true to that particular launch calendar and make sure that I schedule things for the following week to make sure that I hit those, you know, those action points, those markers. I use also Asana.com to help me with that. And Asana.com is amazing in terms of how I can project manage everything. In fact, we'll get into that in one of the other challenges that we have. But love, love, love that that day in particular. Day six was amazing. It helps me a lot. And I also want to share that with you. So hope that you check that one out. Now, day seven. Day seven is the editorial calendar PDF sheet. Now, what I really like about this is, and we kind of said in the beginning of the podcast, if you don't plan it ahead, the time suck that starts to happens, and things that you want to do, you can't do because you didn't plan it ahead of time. And because you didn't plan it ahead of time, there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, sometimes when you're going through some of the systems in place of launching, or maybe you want to get a new client, or maybe you want to do a whole new series on trying to attract the client, and that system is not in place because you're creating it on the spot, is that this definitely happens with me. You're immediately into, oh, I forgot. I didn't do any social images for this new campaign, and I'm supposed to roll this out on Monday. I better get to it. So all the other things that you were supposed to do that day sort of take a little side shuffle, a little push to the side, if you will. And then all of a sudden you're doing all of these images that you need to create. So things are starting to really pack up and go into that space where it's like, oh my gosh, I need help. So not only did you add a bunch of time, you might be doing some items there where a virtual assistant can be doing it, but you didn't have time to schedule, you know, a tutorial on to show your virtual assistant on how to execute that task. Can you hear it in my voice just saying it right now? Like, I literally got high pitchy. And that's the anxiety around not being able to plan it ahead. So if you plan things ahead, like your editorial calendar, your life becomes sweeter. It's lighter. So we look into what the editorial calendar can do for you, how you can use it to actually align with your launches for 2017. So if you were to put these side by side, you can actually create content that will support your launches. And that is all about what we're talking about in day seven. So day seven, we'll do that. I also share a link with you on how I like to, like, especially if you have like the a bit of a writer's block and you're not sure what, how you're going to promote or talk about per month, and things are seasonal, but you're not sure where to start. I actually give you a link to one of my favorite tools, and it's an editorial calendar for O Magazine. And in that PDF is a link there that will actually take you to the 2017 editorial calendar. And there you will see their ideas of what's going to be on topic, of what they're going to be talking about. Now, certainly it's going to be changed and skewed, probably as all, you know, editorial calendars are. But at the very least, you'll see there what they use. What I'd like to personally invite you to see is the video attachment to this series on my Facebook group. So the Facebook group, Hustle and Glow, and you have a link in the notes here. If you see the related videos to these PDFs, I dive in a little deeper of how to use each one. So although this podcast does do that, there might be some nuggets here that I might forget. So just thinking about this now, there's a lot of good detail in there and how I just show, you know, especially how I actually produce digital content, digital PR information in particular, to be in alignment with that product or offering. So one of my first starts in social media is I was doing digital PR, digital PR marketing, social media marketing for a well-known skincare company. And what I did is I would always grab Allure magazine and I would check to see, all right, I need it. This is like back in the day, folks. Okay. This is back in a day where I would be like, okay, I need to call that beauty editor and see if I could get a copy of their editorial calendar. And if I could get a copy, then that means that I could probably go ahead and help me juggle of what I can not only send to editors, but I can also be on topic in terms of what they're going to be talking about. So if my sales alignment of a product is in alignment with what they're talking about, so say January, they always talk about renew, revive, refresh. So for me, that I thought of like, oh, that's an exfoliator, that's a mask. You know, all of those things produce that sort of effect. So, you know, you see where I'm going with this. I dive a little bit more in how that rhythm for me worked in that video. So link in the show notes here, go to Hustle and Glow. I will absolutely show you each and every single video that's attached to that. And by the way, side story, my hair, these videos wasn't the best at all. And I especially loved the one that I was going through and feeling pretty confident up until I saw at the end I had lipstick on my teeth. Whoa, I'm still getting over some of those jittery live moments that you do on video. But, you know, I digress. So that is basically what we talk about, you know, getting that editorial calendar in day seven. How do you flesh out those ideas and how do you support your sales funnel? So that's day seven. Day eight, I talk about social media systems and how do I do it? Basically, how do I show my VA to deploy all my social media stuff? There's different rhythms, there's different ways I do it, and I break it down for you. So we go through exactly what I tell my virtual assistant, you know, from soup to nuts, how to do it. I include how I actually create a lot of the images that I use for my social media and how we actually deploy all of it step by step. So it's something that you can share with your virtual assistant, or if you're, I was gonna say if you're a nutter, because I hate doing it, but if you really do like doing something like this, I'd have a strong conversation with you as your coach to say that you need to go ahead and assign this to your virtual assistant. Like, no CEO or no business owner should be doing or should be uploading any of your Hootsuite. However, if you are doing it and you're in the early days and you don't actually have an idea or a strategy how to do it, this will give you the underpinnings on how to do all of that. So that was day 8, all about social media deployment, how I do it and show my VA how to deploy my social media cycles. All of that is in there. Now, as I'm recording it, I just finished doing day 7. So day 8 will be done tomorrow, so you'll be able to see that live. But by the time this airs, you probably won't see it live. You'll have access if you go to the Hustle & Glow group. But let me tell you about 9 and 10. Day 9 and 10 in particular are, again, we have special guests. Just like day 5, Annika talked about what we can do to get out of that rabbit hole with emails. So day 9 is Tanya Rowland. She is a Desire Maps expert and licensee coach. And she's going to talk about how to stay focused on this highly charged political climate that we're experiencing. And it's a real issue, and it's not only hitting the US. Our friends in the UK are undergoing the aftermath of Brexit. So how do you stay true to yourself while honoring your feelings and bringing you back to your business values? For a lot of us, our business values are right in sync with our personal values. So we talk a little bit about that. And this is not a normalization conversation, rather an empowerment piece to stay true to your vision. So I'm really excited to see her do that. I have no idea what she's going to be talking about just yet. I will get her on the show, but every time we talk, literally, it's goosebump central. My arms just thinking about it as she's going to be talking to our community about what we need to do and staying in connection with our value system while producing the work and staying in the empowered piece of I deserve to have my own business and I deserve to put it out there is giving me chills as we speak. So I'm really excited about that. Day 9 is coming up shortly, but we'll have a recording for you so you're not going to miss it. Now, day 10 is amazing. So Joanna Bennett is a business partner of mine. And last year, I was a digital recruiter for a company on contract. And I met Joanna. Joanna's a reporter. She's worked in the UK, Australia, New Zealand. And I fell in love with her so much that I convinced her to become a business partner. She has that same sort of visionary rose-colored glasses that I do when it comes into empowerment and promoting things that we really want to go ahead and bring out to the world and empower the people around us. So I'm really excited to bring her on. She always has these great techniques on how to get your writing workflow in order. So she's, that journalist, also an entrepreneur, and she's really going to get us into those methods of how does she develops and writes her content in a way that is, workable and easy and in flow. So she's going to talk about that with us. And this is great for those who don't know where to start when they need to write. And often, some of us even feel like we're struggling with writer's block. So she has a technique. She is the person to talk about all of this stuff. So I'm really excited about day 10 as well. Again, you're going to get the recording, show notes, check out the show notes, look at Facebook group. You can see it right now. You just have to go to the show notes. So that is it for my podcast. I wanted to give you just what it's all about in terms of content. I did not want to bring you behind the business and what it was to produce all of that just yet, because we're still in the throes of promoting the Hustle and Glow program that's going live. And it's a 6-month coaching program that's going to help you get all in alignment with not only these topics, but we're doing it together. We're actually going to plan, prepare, and execute our 2017 business model together. Now, if you want to check out how that actually looks like, and if this sort of turns you on, but you really need help to do it, go to hustleandglow.com. If the sales page is going to, actually, I know the sales page will probably not be live in terms of participating in the next calendar group, but you can sign up to get more information about it. So hustleandglow.com, check it out, sign up, and I will give you more information as that rolls out. That is it for me, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And can I ask you a favor? If you like this podcast or any of them, please go to iTunes and review. Just let them know that you like it. Let other people know what you like about it, because I really want to attract a lot of people just like you that are listening to the show. Thanks so much, and I will see you on the next podcast. Let's get real. We don't all have accountability partners or even have time to get one. Now is your chance to get 30 days free of total accountability while being able to dive in and out of community when you want to. Check out this limited time free offer at hustleandglow.com/AMP. That's for AMP. hustleandglow.com/AMP. Thanks for listening to our podcast. This is intended for you to just get your inspiration and keep going no matter what is in your way. For more inspiration, let's connect at socialglobalgrind.com, and you can check out some of my blogs and even reach out to me if you have any questions about this podcast. I'm Francesca Alexander, and thank you for listening to The Beauty Beat, where we help you find your hustle and glow.